what was it really like to grow up with the British invasion, the second British invasion, through the progressive movement, and into the icons like Elton John and Bruce Springsteen, as music progressed from its infancy to where we are today? What was it like to experience a rock concert in the 70s that defined an entire generation? What was it like to build our first stereo system, to listen to this great new music, components that were designed to last a lifetime? I know, I still have mine. I still use it. We learned how to transfer our music from home to our cars. The advent of cassette tape and 8-track. I was there. I experienced it all. Through the decades, the music, yes, has changed. The technology, yes, has changed dramatically. How do we, as boomers, deal with the rapid change of technology when back in the day, things moved at a snail's pace and it was easier to adapt? I was there. I am there. I experienced it all. What was it like to experience Woodstock, Cal Jam, Us Festival, Live Aid? I was there. I've seen it all. Join me, Brad Blue, as I give my perspective.
As well as me, Alec, his son and the voice in the newer generations.
On all these wonderful events that we grew up with as boomers on Full Circle Analog. Well, we're back. We're back after a long break. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Well, we almost thought it was going to end during the COVID year and three quarters now. It's been kind of frustrating to keep going with the podcast. I could have done interviews on Zoom, and I may still do that if things don't lighten up soon. But I just wasn't feeling up to it, and the one thing that our listeners seemed to want to know the most about was this ongoing situation with Peter Jackson editing the Beatles' Get Back, the original's 55 hours that have never been seen by the public. And just about 3 weeks or so before it was supposed to air in September, a major announcement came out that pushed it back to the weekend of Thanksgiving 2021 on the Disney Plus channel, which I'm not happy about whatsoever. Now you have to subscribe to the Disney Channel to watch it. I guess the only caveat is that now it's a 6-hour event instead of the original 2 hours in the theaters. Well, I notice all kinds of offers are popping up to get Disney Plus for like 6 months. Even my phone provider, if I get unlimited data plan upgrade, I can get the Disney Plus channel for 6 months, which would get me through the holidays and I could watch it no problem. The only issue is, I'd have to watch it on a device. At home, I have internet access to my standard definition Sony Trinitron 27-inch standard definition television set with Roku in an exterior Roku box. And now Amazon Prime tells me that they're not going to stream Amazon movies after November 1st on the current device I'm using. So I find myself definitely in a situation of transition. The Beatles may end up being watched on some other venue or whatever. My television set is now about 15 years old and is starting to display widescreen in a more difficult way. When I watch sporting events, the scoreboard is often off-screen or partially off-screen, and it's getting harder and harder to read. This is the very same thing that happened 15 years ago when our
My goodness, we had one of those console television sets, wooden frame, fake wooden frame, you know, 27-inch colored RCA TV. We had that until 2005. I guess we're going to be headed towards a smartphone, a smart TV or something like that. But I'm kind of just going on and on here. Technology, I wasn't able to keep up with technology a few years ago, and I'm not about to start again. About the time drone technology came into existence for the everyman, I stopped watching Leo Laporte, and I couldn't keep up with these guys for nothing. So here we find ourselves October 6th. We are moving into fall 2021, and Full Circle Analog is back. Channel that my son has, and on the Hulu channel there has been that Rick Rubin, Paul McCartney six-part series. Each series is a half hour long, where McCartney talks about recording different songs. And even though we've heard this kind of stuff many, many times before, there's a lot of college classes that are out there that break down each day the Beatles recorded such and such a song in the studio. But this one is really different. This one is amazing. I've watched the first two episodes. And what's fun is Rick Rubin has access to some of the original, you know, mixing, the mixing console, or the, I don't know exactly how they did it. It was portable. I can't even remember where it was recorded. But Rick Rubin breaks apart the songs and some of the instruments and asks McCartney about his inspiration here and there. But most of the time, it's a spontaneous comment that McCartney makes while he's listening. Like in some stuff, you know, he's never, hasn't heard since the days they recorded it. Or McCartney will laugh and criticize his own voice, if you can imagine that. If you can imagine anything about Paul McCartney's voice you don't like, you know. It's quite an amazing show. So that's been something that's pretty good in Beatle lore. You know, the Who should be coming out with some stuff because their 50th anniversary. Peter Townsend today has shown up on Instagram. He kind of took a departure there. I guess he was selling a house, and it was a house that had his a house he's lived in, obviously, for decades. And it had his home studio that recorded all the Who's iconic stuff, from Tommy to Baba O'Reilly on Who's Next and Live at Leeds. He talks about that in an Instagram post today. And that was quite fascinating. Great to see Peter Townsend post, because he's fascinating to listen to, as he was a musician as well as an engineer all at the same time. And his thoughts are very interesting. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Talk about a few things here. It runs a gamut from phone calls to new technology. I'm calling today's episode backwards compatible. I got a few bullet points here I want to talk about. Things that I have to deal with software which trickle all the way down to everyday stuff as well. I'm one to use technology till it burns out, and that can even be the washer or dryer, the car. I tend to keep my cars 13 to 14 years. Usually something major goes wrong in the engine. I've never had a car last, I've heard a lot of people say they've had cars 200,000 miles. I've never had a car past about 140,000 miles, but usually something, you know, either the trans goes on one of them, or the washer and dryer, you know, I look at the price of new ones, and our washer and dryer are 20 years old. And if I can get them repaired for under $200 versus paying, you know, my mind, $500 to $700, I think, I don't know if you can walk out of an appliance store under $1,500, $2,000, you know, kind of thing. I just run into that with my truck. My truck is going to be 14 years old this Thanksgiving. And I only have 95,000 miles on it. I've had three things go wrong with it during that time. One was a few years ago, the timing belt. But recently, I had the bearings go out in the front, and I had to have the radiator flushed, you know, stuff like that. But I keep the car. The TV set I have, I've said this in previous podcasts, is a 2005 Sony Trinitron standard definition, and I have a Roku box connected to it, so that I can watch certain things from the internet that I have accounts with on television. But just like the old console TV gave out in 2004, 2005, it's getting harder and harder to watch television shows as far as the picture quality. Although, with the advent of high definition, standard definition, the picture's gotten better and better and better. The biggest issue I have isn't with the picture, it's the sound. Part of it may be my advanced age of 65, but and I have tinnitus too, which doesn't help. But I'm having a hard time hearing movies through Roku or even recorded off dish when we watch television. It's getting kind of crazy. So, you know, it gets a point where something doesn't have to break down. Something can just wear out or just get worn out. We're there with the television. It's going on 16 years old, I'm sure. And, of course, Sony's, you know, I trust Sony. Always have. I don't know about today, but, you know, when we buy VCRs for the business, I always stick with Sony. Our Sony Trinitron was one of the state-of-the-art. And, you know, other companies tried to, you know, invade the market. Mitsubishi had some great TVs. Panasonic had some pretty high-end TVs. I got my mom this 32-inch square television set that I wish I still had. But with TVs, I don't like widescreen. I've never liked widescreen. I don't understand. It started with TV started making movies in letterbox. Couldn't stand that. And even today, on the standard definition screen, when the high definition converts to, you know, a third of your screen is blank. So I guess it's forcing me to get a new TV set. Back to the phone issue. It's gotten to the point where you can't trust the phone when you pick up the phone, because it used to be just a telemarketer. Now it's gotten insidious, and of course it's pretty much a line phone situation. But if you're in business, you pretty much have to have a line phone. You know, cell phones are all great and all that, but still the best quality sound and reliability is having a phone. Now I have removed that one step by getting a voice over internet protocol phone, but now known as a soft phone. The biggest issue with the phone his sound quality, and the having a line phone is just where it's at. But it's just crazy the kind of calls you get these days. Imposters, one right after the other. And now that I have software built into my smartphone, built into my line phone, it deflects most of this stuff, but it's relentless. We joke about the, you know, extended warranty in your car phone calls. Well, when you're in business, you get calls saying your Google account is expired, you've been hacked and put all your personal information here because we need to build up your account again. People are impostering the banks. Now we're getting, you didn't pay your electric bill. We're going to turn off your electricity now if you don't pay up. And other things. It's absolutely crazy. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, my Roku box. I replaced the Roku box one time because I've had Roku for a very long time. And the reason I replaced the first one was it couldn't keep up. You know, we were back at wireless B, wireless G, wireless N, and then those numbers kind of just evaporated into the ether. And now we just have Ethernet or Wi-Fi, right? And I recently got an email from Roku, or Amazon actually, because I have Amazon Prime. Between all the family members, we have Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix. We got them all, which is crazy making. Fortunately, I'm not paying for most of these. Kids are. But one of the problems these days, and it goes back to this Disney Plus channel with the Beatle thing coming up Thanksgiving weekend, that's something you have to subscribe again to. And of course, Verizon now has jumped into the deal and say, you know, we noticed, Mr. Blue, that you've gone over your data enough times where you, for $25 more a month, you can have unlimited data. And by the way, we'll throw a little caveat in of 6 months of Disney Plus free. Well, that brings me to another sore subject, and that is, and I'm sure you've discovered this, once you've slapped that credit card down for a service and you want to cancel the service, A, it's much more difficult to cancel the service. You almost always have to call in. And when you hit that button, say cancel, they route you all over the place until you get so frustrated you don't stay on the line. Or you get auto renewal. And I have tried to block auto renewal on every app, and somehow, even my antivirus, which I won't name, I even got my antivirus got hacked, not at my computer level, but in their office level, their admin level, and hacked my account number and billed my credit card. I'm still trying to figure this one out. I mean, it showed up on my bank as, a debit from this antivirus company. I notified the bank that that was not a legitimate charge. The first thing that told me it wasn't legitimate is it came in at 1:15 in the morning in a text message. And it woke me up, it pissed me off. And I looked at it, I went, I won't swear. That's BS. And it was. You have to be so careful. It's almost to the point you can't answer the phone anymore. You leave a message and then I'll call you back. And that's not always a place you want to be. If it's an important phone call coming from a number you're not familiar with, what are you going to do? So, Amazon sends me an email saying that as of November 1st, my Roku box will no longer stream Amazon Prime movies. So I'm going to have to get yet an Amazon-approved box. Now, that's a minor expense, and It'll probably be a good one, because here's my final gripe of the day. Is recently my router started to get tired. My Roku box got tired because it took forever to load. My one telltale sign, if you have a router and your router is from your provider, Verizon, AT&T, Spectrum, wherever you live in the United States, whatever your local provider or your big corporate provider is, if your Wi-Fi, because we have so many devices, if your Wi-Fi suddenly starts dropping, but if you have anything connected directly by Ethernet doesn't, that's a telltale sign your router's going out. It's getting worn out. And so therefore, for the first time in like 6-7 years, because it was Verizon Fios originally. Then they got bought out locally here by Frontier. And Frontier sends me this plastic piece of whatever called a router, all plastic. My Verizon was half plastic, half metal. And I still have all that equipment that's drilled through my wall that I have to buy a battery for in case the power goes out as a backup. I really don't have it. I think Fios actually was one of the greatest things I ever invested in, because you can have multiple devices going in your house and it does not slow down the speed. The devices slow down, they get worn out, and I inadvertently got a 5G router from Frontier. Now, you would think that would be great, but what I didn't realize is it was going to start affecting my printers. All of a sudden, you know, I've had business computers. I'm doing home office here, and I need printers to print liners for DVD cases. I have a printer that actually prints right on the discs themselves. Still kind of old school that way. And I've had to buy some new printers. And my older computers in the house, and I have computers that go from Windows XP all the way through Windows 10. Some of them are hybrids, I call them, between Windows 7 that were upgraded to 10. And now, look out, you can upgrade your Windows 10 to Windows 11 if your system can handle it, I read online today. So here comes yet another option. When I do video transfer and various software, whether I use Adobe Suites or I also use Magic software, you don't want to upgrade, because, you know, like right now I have things back where they were in 2018 level technology, but everything works all the time. And as long as the computer doesn't crash on me, I'm doing pretty good. Because video transfer is a pretty specific business. So, just sort of rambling today. Backwards compatible is the name of this one. When you have to change from one technology to the next, I can tell you a few things. Observe things over time. When Facebook went out the other morning, I was in the middle of posting, and I checked on another device, and it was working, and then it wasn't. And then just a few minutes later, like wildfire, it was all over the internet that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were down. Well, some days something may not work on one of your computers. Don't try to fix it. Give it a couple days, maybe even longer. Because most of the time when something minor goes wrong, the biggest issue I've had the last couple days is the software related to my home business phone keeps logging me out. I have to log in when it boots up in the morning when I turn on the systems. And it's never done that before. But I know if I try to get in there and try to assume I have to fix something, I'll end up messing something up. So if something goes wrong, just let it, whatever. And usually it'll go away by itself. It most likely is some upgrade you've gotten from Windows Update. and just let it go. My final miscellaneous tirade today is, as I am recording this Friday, my final little beef in my backwards compatible conversation here is, as I record this, the Major League Baseball playoffs are just starting. The wild card games are done, and we have already finished two games today, and there's two more to go. And with all these games on, not a single one of them is on my television. Yes, I'm going to call it television, not smart TV or Olam or any of these other ones. My old Sony Trinitron with Dish, bare bones basic, $80 a month basic channel guide. Not a single game is on a channel in my package. It's kind of like trying to watch some of these various movies and shows. Amazon's got theirs, Netflix has theirs, Hulu, and a million others. Well, TBS has one of the games. Major League Baseball has one of the games. Geez, on Amazon Prime, I was on Amazon last night looking to order something, and the Ram game was on against Seattle on the top of the Amazon page. I know they put games on YouTube. You know, ESPN used to come with just about every package years ago, and then it got to be like $7 a month more for just one channel, and it became an option, so Dish dropped it, which is really fine with me, except during the college bowl football season, which is coming up, because every damn bowl game is on ESPN, and you know, but there's ways around that on the internet. There's always somewhere, and I'm not going to get into it. But I watch any of these games I want on the internet. And it's frustrating because I have to set it up. But anyway, that's my final beef. Baseball starting. All these games are on, and one of my teams is on, and they're playing tonight. But I can't sit down on the couch and watch the game on my TV unless I get yet another subscription or I increase my subscription to the full Monty, and then I get five other teams' games that I don't care about, and on it goes. So there you go. You get all or nothing. And it can be very, very frustrating. So anyway, that's enough out of me. Glad to be back. This is Brad on Full Circle Analog. My son, Alec, has gone away to college. He's up in San Francisco. Maybe he can join us for a remote podcast very soon. I miss him, and I miss his input on what's hip and what's cool with music. His knowledge of technology is unsurpassed at such a young age as well. Have a great evening. If you're into baseball, enjoy the 2021 playoffs, as they are, for the next 2 weeks, there's going to be baseball on almost every night. And I just hope you have one of the channels that you can enjoy the games on. Good night, everybody.
that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to Full Circle Analog, where we connect with the Inland Empire's musical roots. If you really enjoyed this podcast and like to find out when our next episodes go live, we upload every Wednesday. And to get direct links to those episodes, go ahead and follow us at Full Circle Analog on Facebook. You can find us at fb.me/FCAnalog to get there quickly, or you can find us at odnws.com/podcast. It's our official website, and that page has a link to our podcast on basically any platform you can find it on, as well as players for our most popular platforms. Thanks for listening, and check us out next week on Full Circle Analog.